Thanks for tuning into Upward Way Podcast. If you're looking to be spiritually blessed, moved, and inspired, there is no doubt you are in the right place. On our show, guests recount their encounter with Christ and how their lives have been transformed through the grace and love of God. And now, please welcome our host.
Hello and welcome to Upward Way. I am your host, Marlon Walters. My guest today is a Christian gospel recording artist, Kegan Denny. Welcome to Upward Way.
Thank you, Marlon, for having me. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, it is my joy to have you as a guest today. And thanks again. You know, you lead a very busy life, but it's good that you could take some time out of your busy schedule to share with me and the listening audience about your faith journey. So what I want to do is to go to the very start. Where and when did your faith journey begin?
Oh, my faith journey. I'll tell you what, man. I was blessed to have parents that raised me in church. So the very first thing I remember is waking up early on Sundays. My parents were worship pastors and things like that at my local church in Pasadena, Texas. And I would get up with them in the mornings. We would go to practices, and dude, church was just a part of my life as a kid. So it's just always been something. I made the decision for myself. Probably, I know this is young, right? I know this is very young, but I made the decision when I was 6 years old. I just fell in love with who Jesus was. And ever since then, it's just my relationship with him has just become deeper and deeper and deeper. But it really started when I was six. For some reason, something just clicked. And I knew exactly, I understood fully who Jesus was. And I just decided I was going to love him for the rest of my life right then and there.
That's pretty awesome. So in terms of, you know, from those youthful days, what would have been maybe one or two challenges that you had to deal with as a, you know, youngster? And then what would have been your secret for, or your strategy for overcoming same challenge?
Oh, well, you know, being a kid, you get into, yeah, you're a little, sometimes a little rugrat, or you get into trouble. I would hope that I was a really good kid. I feel like I was. My heart was in a good place to want to please my parents, and I wanted to be a good son. So the struggles I would face, we were homeschooled kids. We were homeschooled, and there was a lot of struggle when it came to relating to some other kids, because they would be going to public schools, or they had other activities outside of school, and I was homeschooled, so I would be home a lot. It was far for both me and my brother. It'd be growing up doing school, doing like going to the gym, church. Those were the main three things, and arts and crafts, if you want to throw that in there. But one thing that, like, I think this was probably instilled from my family, but getting around that was made me very intentional as a kid. And whenever I was with my friends, I was with them. Like, I wasn't distracted. I didn't have a phone until I was 16 years old. So I know. I was able to create some intentionality, just kind of embed that into my system. And whenever I'm with people, and this is something I still do to the day, I flip my phone over, I put it over the side. I want to talk to somebody when they're right there in front of me. But I would say when it comes to challenges, it was kind of like connecting with people, but that was quickly overcame by my desire to want to be with people.
So it's more, I would say, relational, interpersonal, and that's good. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to jump into your journey as a gospel artist. So I guess what I could start, you know, what was it that catapulted you? I mean, maybe that's not the best word, but you know, what was it that led you
into
music?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. So it's a couple things, right? There's a few facets to the story. Let me start from the very beginning. So my family, they were worship pastors in Pasadena, Texas. So I was practically raised under a piano, if you want to say it like that. Music has always been a part of my life, ever since I was a kid. When I was 13 years old, I wrote my very first song. It's not that great, but that's okay. Not all songs are supposed to be, especially when you get started in writing. And it was just something I did after church. I just straight up wrote this song. And my parents loved it so much. And they're like, hey, let's do this at church. So we did. And after that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep on writing. I was listening to a lot of Matthew West, a lot of Stephen Curtis Chapman, and those guys, the words that they would put into song, it just inspired me so much. And I just started writing and writing and just trying to get better at it. But it was all self-taught. All that was self-taught. Both me and my brother's a songwriter as well. He lives in Nashville too. But it was all self-taught. At a certain point, when I was maybe 15, I'd want to say 15 or 16, our parents introduced us to a gentleman named Jaron Davis, and he really took us under his wing and started sharing more with us about songwriting. He helped us deconstruct and put a song back together. And that's really where I would say, kind of the word, what you said, kind of catapulted both me and my brother into the songwriting world. And it was such a wonderful introduction. Because it started out where it was this hunger to want to learn how to write all by ourselves, but then we had a mentor come along and they just showed the way, saying, this is how you do it, this is what to do. And from there on, it's just whatever the song needs in order to exist and feel right, that's what I'll write, you know, and or whatever I want to communicate. That's the main factor there. But that's really how it all got started, man. It's all through mentors, connections, and parents that were willing to invest.
Yeah, you know, there's a question I usually ask individuals when I interview them, you know, how do you invest in your own spiritual growth? So since you mentioned this, you know, as individuals, we tend to invest in, you know, our muscles. We go to the gym, we exercise, we tend to study, but sometimes we neglect, you know, our spiritual development. So how do you invest in your own spiritual growth, especially as someone who, as you say, your family is ministering? So, you know, you're going to be on the road a lot, you're going to be busy sometimes. It's like, you know, where do you find time for all of this? So, how do you do that?
I have to make time. I have to make time, and it's the one-on-one moments with Jesus, just spending time in prayer or reading His Word. And I am partially a true. I really believe in praying throughout the day is one factor, but I do believe that He is worthy of my time to be set aside and just kind of talk through things that I'm either praying for or I'm saying, God, what do you want me to do? That's where I need to do that through just prayer and also meditating on His Word. But I feel like for me, I have to. I know for some people, it's easier. I'm a very ADHD person, so I have to literally set some time aside because I don't want to forget. He's more important to me than that. I don't want to forget, and I want to make sure that I'm giving. If you want to put it like this, like 10%. And what is that out of the day? It's like what, 2 hours, like 2.5, something like that. But I want to make sure that God is getting the time that He deserves out of my life. And that's not just in me going before people and ministering and like trying to share the love of Jesus, but it's also just that personal time. That's how I make myself stronger, spiritually, is by spending that time and learning more about Him. Because the more you learn about someone, the more you end up, you know, like when you're spending more time with them, you become more like them. And that's what I want. And so that's what I do.
Yes, one of my friend who is a homeschooling mom, she said that for it to work for her, then she has to get up like 1, 2 hours before her child is up in order to do the preparation. And in the night, it's
Oh.
basically the same thing. So at least, you know, I can see a similar thread running there where you have to really be intentional and deliberate. And, you know, that is something that we all need to really practice that. For us to be strong in Christ, you know, it has to be intentional. It's not automatic. It's not okay because I go to church or because I sing on the choir. It has to be intentional. Now, I'm going back to your music production. I know you have a new single that was released a week or so ago based on our date of recording, Priceless, a collaboration with Dimas Cortez. So I have spoken a bit, to Dimas about, his own contribution. So from your end, how did this song come together? Actually, how did this collaboration
Oh.
in the first place, how did it things start?
Okay. So Demas has been a part of my life for a long time. My parents taught him at college back in 2005, I think. Maybe Demas shared some other information. I could be totally wrong, but that's where I remember him. But my parents taught him at college. So I've known him for a long time, and we just he's just been a connection ever since I was a kid. And we wrote a song together. I can't remember the name of the song. I'd have to talk to him again about what it was called. But he and I got together it was just me and him. We had another writer on it on that other song. But we started talking about some music concepts, and I threw out the idea of wanting to write about like the idea that God created all of the universe. He created the moon, the sun, the stars, the sky. And he did it just by speaking into existence. But he took so much time with us. He molded and crafted where the organs go. This is what the cells will do. This is how long their hair is going to grow. And then he embedded like our personalities deep within us. And like each person is so different. And it's just amazing that he took that much time. And then Demas threw out the concept of like, let's just talk about how priceless and like talk about how he sees us. And it just was a perfect like collaboration of ideas. The production side of it, I feel like it had a totally different sound a year and a half ago, because that's when we were writing. It was like a year and a half, 2 years ago when we started writing that song. But it had a totally different sound. It was going in a different direction. He visited me here in Nashville, and we sat down, and he's like, "Do you remember that song, Priceless?" I'm like, "Yeah." We like for a split second, I feel like we kind of forgot about it a little bit. And he's like, "I was th listening to it. I think I might want to release it." I was like, "Oh, really?" I was very excited. And then he's like, "Do you want to feature on it?" I was like, "Why, of course, yes." So we worked on that while he was in my studio. We kind of came up with the sound that it has today. I'm really good at production, but there are people that are better than me. So we sent it off to Landry Cantrell, who he made the cake have better flavor. He made it have the icing and the toppings. Landry made it sound amazing. But I love how it started one way, and the Lord just allowed it to kind of just steep over time. And it just became what it is now. It released September 19th. So it was a wonderful experience doing that with Demas too. And like the release process of getting it out there, we did live streams together, we were doing videos together. It was so much fun doing that with him.
As the title says, priceless. So it's about reminding individuals that with Christ, you're indeed priceless. I'm going to toss two additional questions on you before we run. And this one is pretty basically simple. So, what is your favorite part about this line of work? And in the same breath, what is your least favorite aspect?
Those are great questions. My favorite part is being able to, it comes from this part, right? It comes from me sometimes just laying out how I feel about a situation or where I'm at when it comes to my relationship with God. I learned about maybe 3 years ago after releasing a few songs that those songs can impact someone's life. I would get DMs and I would get messages from people saying this song ministered so much to me. And I didn't realize it had that kind of effect. Obviously, it's like you would listen to a song on the radio or something. You're like, and you could be driving in the car, and then all of a sudden you just feel tears rolling down because it's like, I needed this song right now. I've had the opportunity to write those songs for people. And that has been the best part of it is I know that I could write something with the intentionality that I want to minister and I want to reach someone that may be on the cusp of losing it all. And I want my songs to go in and to be that secret agent, if you want to put it that way, for Jesus Christ, and to just put some hope in their life, to put the love of Jesus in their life, and to tell them that they don't have to live in a world of fear. They don't have to live with guilt, condemnation in their lives. They can rise up above it because Jesus loves them. And ultimately, the goal is to be more like him. When we all go to heaven, we are going to be new creatures, and we are going to be completely made completely new. I want people to have a taste of that right now, and that's accepting Jesus right now, and being able to, there's nothing better than being able to share love, and then rather than just keeping it to yourself. And that is more rewarding than just taking all this love in. And I want people to be able to share it just like I have been. The worst part, dude, there are times that I get a song idea at 2 a.m. and I have to write it down, and it just and then I get inspired, and then I'm up until 4 or 5 a.m. and I'm exhausted the next day. If I am up past 11 p.m., I have a really hard time sleeping. But the Lord's just like, chop, chop, time to get to work, let's go. And I'm like, okay. So I get up and I start writing, and then I'm a sloth all throughout the next day because I can barely move because I'm so tired. I would say that part, it sometimes it can be taxing, but that's okay. I am not a fan of the industry side of where music can be. I feel like, especially when it comes to Christian music, we have to be very careful, because when it becomes too much of the industry, money is gets involved, stats gets involved, and I feel like we just need to make sure our focus is directly on Jesus Christ. So I would say those are the two things that I don't care for very much.
Well, it's all good. I'm thankful that I'm not like you, where, if I'm up until a certain time, I can't sleep. Because like for me, doing this podcast, different hours, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and then I have to just get some sleep. But the thing I really take from what you're saying is, we say the industry side of the music. Because there are some individuals who become so caught up in, the statistics, how many persons are streaming, how many persons are listening. And if you're not careful, you lose sight of who it is that has called you to minister. So, Kagan, let me say thanks for taking the time out of your schedule to share with us a little snippet of your faith journey. But as is customary on this show, do you have any parting words to share with our listeners before you should go?
I do. I will tell you guys, no matter where you are, where you're listening from today, Jesus loves you and he has more for you. Whether you've been a Christian all your whole entire life or you decided to be a Christian just yesterday, God has a design and a perfect plan for your life. And if you would give your heart to him today, your life could be forever changed.
Giving your life to Jesus today, your life could be forever changed. You have been listening to Kagan Denny, Christian gospel artist, and you've been in tune to Upward Way. Do join us again next week, and we'll have another guest, interesting guest that is sharing his or her faith journey. Subscribe to our weekly episodes on the Apple, AWR, Loud Voice, Spotify, Stitcher, or Podcast Guru apps. Of course, you're welcome to visit Upward Way Facebook page, click like, and leave a comment. Until then, I'm Marlon Waters saying goodbye. May God
You've been
bless you.
Listening to the Upward Way podcast, the number one audio production show for people who want encouragement and reassurance in a muddled world.